of Plumbing Hoods, Melody.
Hey, Melody. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. Morris asked me to give you a call so we could get everything set up.
Okay.
Did he give you a text?
I just got the text message.
This guy, huh? He was taking a nap when I called.
Huh?
He was taking a nap when I called. He told me to call him in the afternoon, and I was like, are you sleeping?
Is he really sleeping?
He did work late. Yeah, well, you got to get them naps in where you can. I'm a firm believer of naps. So.
Girl, he's 30. He's 30 years old. He don't need no naps.
I'll be 45 this year. I need my naps.
Girl, I'm 43. I need naps.
Right? So, is this a good time for you? I only need about 10 minutes of your time, and then we could schedule, like, onboarding and all that for later on.
Yeah. Well, I can make it a good time. You will be interrupted a little bit. I'm driving. I'm in the drive-thru to pick up my medication.
Okay.
But
your medication. No. Okay.
So my children are grown.
Well, mine's not grown yet. He's 15. He thinks he's grown, though,
That's grown. That's pretty easy. They get their own snacks.
Yeah, I did. I did most of the heavy lifting, right?
Yeah, I've got a 14 and a 22-year-old.
All right. Yeah, you've got an actual grown one, so you know what it's.
Yes.
You know about when you're.
Hold
when
on,
you're working. Go ahead.
Hold on, just one. Okay. Oh, I like your deck. You know, anything with sparkles, I'm gonna like it. That's fine, because he still has some of that. So, thank you, Jesus. And the Lord, it finally come through. I prayed. My husband is dying, but...
That prayer really helps, girl. You're preaching the choir over here. I prayed for my son's medication. I had to go today, and they told me I could pick it up Monday. It's one that's really hard to find, so.
My husband takes the Ozempic for diabetes. It's the only thing that works, but now, ever since they did the weight loss stuff, it's so, and it's like liquid gold, too. These people, it's hard to get, and he's been taking it for 2 years, but every month. 1004.
Before it was popular, huh?
Yes, and so it's a nightmare sometimes. Yes, ma'am. Do it on the card on file.
I don't understand why they don't just make more of it. Like, what's the problem? You need more, make more. You know?
We won't even get me started on that. Not today. We're going to have a good day today.
Oh, I'm with you, though. I'm with you. My son takes a controlled medication as well, so he takes ADHD meds, and they're so hard to find. They're really hard to find. And
I heard that they were having some sort of shortage on that now, too.
They've had it for 2 years. For two years they've had a shortage. And if we need more, why don't you just make more? Like, we need more.
But they don't have a shortage on fentanyl. Now, don't get me started on this stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying is this is a controlled medication as well. It's the other way. It doesn't make you go to sleep. It makes you stay up, you know, and it's the same thing. Since when do we have a shortage on meth? Like, come on, you know?
We don't. It's
like,
all,
put
whatever.
The pill and let's move on with our day, you know? Like,
yeah. Well...
I think we're on the same track here, you know?
You're my best friend now.
I understand. Yeah, they tell me, well, we can have it ordered and have it here. I'm like, you guys have never let me order it. So if you're going to let me order it, that's fine. They're like, we can't have it till Monday. Well, that's fine. I'm just going to drop them off here on Saturday and Sunday, and you guys will figure it out.
That's how I feel. I told them at the doctor because I had to go up there and like, hey, because they have to get a pre-authorization for
the
insurance every so often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then that's a nightmare. And I said, he is, I'm going to have to take him to the emergency room because his blood sugar is so high. I was like, so I'm going to have to take him to the emergency room. And I stayed on the phone for an hour with the insurance company. And I go, and I wanted to shoot myself. And I was in the doctor's office. They said, don't say that.
Yeah. Anyway, now all of a sudden you've got the cat team after you.
No, they slid me secretly, I guess, a sample of it.
Like the test? Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, here, shh. And I was like, okay.
Man, and if you try to get it one day before you need it, holy smoke.
Oh, girl, don't do that.
I haven't.
All right, this is not my first rodeo on this marketing stuff. So
right.
I don't know if Morris told you that. So my husband had a plumbing business for like 25 years.
Okay.
And so he passed it down to Morris, but he changed the name.
Okay.
Yeah, he changed the name, and we got a new tax ID. So now I'm his partner on this. And
cool.
So I did the marketing for
the last
for the other company. But the problem is that back when we did Google, it was a postcard.
Yep. And they changed it. For your protection, I'm doing air quotes. Okay.
Uh-huh. And so, just like anything nowadays, it's a nightmare.
Yes, but I did go ahead. I don't know how in depth he went with you. Yesterday, I had an extensive conversation with my representative who does the Google verification when it gets stuck in pending, like where your guys' is probably at.
Yeah.
And so what we decided is, and I made him aware of all this already, of how this is probably going to go, is we sign you guys up. They're going to ask for that video verification one more time. And he has the yard signs. He has the licensing. He has all the things that should get him verified. So we're going to ask y'all to do it one more time. And then if it does not get approved that time, because, see, we're submitting on behalf of Local. Local Splash is submitting on behalf of Pro Staff. So we're a Google Premier partner. Now, I know that Town Square did it. They are a different type of company. We're both SEO companies, but they don't have the same status with Google that we have. And I already saw flaws in their program, how they could have been trying to get you guys verified sooner because they could have asked for live verification. And that's what we're prepared to do. I've already got a note into our team at Google that if the first video verification doesn't go through, we're asking for live verification.
Well, yeah, the thing is we got restricted. That's where they got. And then they said they did it uphill, and I haven't heard. It's been 90 days.
Yeah. So what my tech said, hold on, let's say exactly what he said yesterday when I told him that, because I was told 4 months, so I said 4 months to him, and he said processing status typically takes a few days, but can take up to a week max. So they should have already like resubmitted or asked for a different way to verify. Now, if they don't have that capability, then it's very unfortunate because you guys were just working with a, and I'm not one to speak badly about another company, but you're just working with a company that's subpar is all that it is.
Well,
you know,
I'm going to tell you that I tried them out, maybe 5 years ago, and I know a lot has changed in 5 years, and I told Morris this. I said, but they sucked then, and I only kept them for 3 months, and then I went back to where I was. I was with Hibu, our company, and I told that Town Square, I told Morris, oh, they said, oh, we changed, well, apparently they have not, because they still can't,
get their stuff together.
Right.
Now, do you own this website, or are you going to need a website?
We own that website. It is through GoDaddy. And I
okay.
have all the passwords and everything to that. Yeah, we had a website before this one, and they were like, oh, you need a new website.
So you own the domain, but do you own the content?
The content, no.
Okay.
They changed it, I think.
Right, so this is their content.
That is their content.
Okay, so they're going to keep that when y'all cancel. So you guys do need a website. We can write the content to the domain. That's fine. We could do the same thing they did, but better. Did he pick these colors and stuff? Or did you pick them?
I'm getting lost in websites because I made a website, and then they made a website. What are the colors? Blue, black, and gray, and silver and stuff?
No, it's probably supposed to be blue, but it's almost purple and red.
Oh, I don't
know. I could just see your wheels going.
I haven't looked at it.
Okay, I'm just asking because we can mimic it or we can do something totally different. What's going to happen, and I already okayed this with him because he's the owner technically, so I had to get his verbal agreement before I spoke with you, that if you guys needed a website, one time $99.
Okay, perfect. He's all for it, and then I told him, yes, I'm down for, you know, switching, and it'll more than likely be me that goes through all the, you know,
all of it.
Keywords,
he already
whatever.
Said that. Yeah, he already said that. He said, I want you to call her because she's the one who's going to be doing all of it, which I already had your information in here. I think you and I have spoken at some point way back.
Probably so. And he was like, oh, I could do it. I was like, you have no idea what goes into this. It's so much more than what you think. Yeah, I was like, it's so much more than you do the plumbing.
Exactly. Go back and take your nap, and we'll see you at the next job.
Yeah. I was like, you don't want to do this, and it's a lot more than you think it is. So.
Right? So I have a business address at the 503 Miller Street. Is that a home office, or is that, what is that?
It's a home office, yeah.
Okay, cool. And that's what the documents say for the business documents, the license and insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then the way that I have this set up is for us to call you. You're the preferred contact, I'm doing air quotes again, as office manager. So when Local Splash has a question or needs an update or something, when we're sending text message updates, those are coming to your cell phone, and the customers are calling him.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the hours of operation, is that going to be like Monday through Friday? What are we looking at here?
Well, and that's what Town Square says. They said,
the
24 hours, 7 days a week. So, yeah.
Right.
Because we want to be on there as emergency calls, something that Tech Arcana doesn't offer already.
Right. Well, we could definitely do that. We could definitely do 24/7. I remember he told me that they had said that that wasn't a thing, and they're wrong because clients do that. All the companies do that all the time.
Yeah, I thought that was weird because on our company that we had, it was 24/7 on the website. So I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna make that work for you, and then. Other people, hold on. Except.
So I'm going to go through a dead spot here in a minute to get to my house.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if you wanted to set up a time so we can go through everything more thoroughly.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is I'm going to take some information, very brief information, but I'm going to schedule your onboarding call with the technician. That's the in-depth call, okay?
Okay.
So how long until you're at the dead spot?
Well, I am actually, I'm going to be going to Arkansas. I'm in Texas right now, so it's going to take me a minute. I'm going toward Morris.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm loading up office stuff right now, and then I'll be leaving. So I'll be available tomorrow, and I'll be available on Monday for more time.
Okay. So do you want, I'm ready to take the billing information now if you want, and I can schedule your onboarding call for tomorrow anytime, or Monday. I believe that we are going to be taking some calls, even though it's President's Day. Yeah, so I can do any time tomorrow, though, for your onboarding call. We block off hour increments. The call really only takes about 30 minutes, but we block off an hour just in case you have extra questions.
Well, let's do it Tuesday, then, because tomorrow I forgot Valentine's Day, and I'm going to do lunch date with my
Yay.
Husband instead of dinner, because we're old, and we don't want to
exactly.
go out at dinner time.
Exactly. Who wants to fight the crowds on Valentine's
Nobody.
Day
Nobody.
Anyway?
Those are for
Nobody.
Young people
exactly.
with good legs.
Vibrant people with good attitudes after dark.
We'll be in our pajamas when
we will
sitting
be
out there.
Our moo-moos. Okay. So I'm going to set you for Tuesday at 3 p.m. How's that?
That's perfect.
Okay.
Now, Morris has all the billing information for all the payments.
Okay. He told me you had it. This guy.
What?
Yeah, I said she has the company credit card.
Was he half asleep?
I said she has the company credit card so she could do this, right? He said yes. I said, okay then.
Well, I had one, but I canceled it. So
okay. Okay, no worries. So I'll give him like another hour, and then I'll just call him back. That'll be good enough for his nap, right?
Shoot, I wouldn't even give him that.
Okay, so I'll just call him now. Or you want to text him back and tell him, hey, she has to call you for the billing, and then I'll give him a shout?
Yeah, I'll text him right now and let him know, okay?
Okay.
What
so
did you say your name was again?
Amy Nelson. So I'm going to be the lead on your account, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text on my direct extension. That way you can contact me directly. In addition to that, there's been an invitation sent over to the email address, low.morris@yahoo.com.
Oh, send it to my email, too, because he doesn't check his
yes.
email.
Yes, what is it?
Mine is prostaffplumbing@yahoo.com.
Okay, do you guys have a Google one?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm going to suggest the G Suite in here, then. Maybe that way you can go in. When everything's attached directly to Google, then... It is helpful to you guys. So I've gone ahead. Let me resend this to you. And it has his name on it because he's the business owner, but they know
yeah,
that they're calling you and
that's
everything.
Fine.
Okay. All right. So you shoot him that text. I'll give him a call, and then I look forward to I will be calling from our 877 number just to introduce you to the onboarding agent and get everything set up. Okay.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
All right. I appreciate your time, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.